I'm Adam Benjamin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Upon entering the Asian Gallery in the David Owsley Museum of Art, you might stumble across an intricately crafted Tibetan headdress. Although it is beautiful and elaborate, the history of this particular headdress remains somewhat of a mystery. The accessory was created sometime between 1900 and 1930 by an unknown Tibetan artisan. Whoever this mystery craftsperson was, they painstakingly sewed row upon row of semi-precious stones into striking patterns. Turquoise for protection, coral for longevity, and other stones decorate the crown-like form. Most likely, this headdress was originally intended as a Buddhist symbol or ceremonial costume. Many Tibetan headdresses were said to be capable of divine protection because the jewels sewn into them represented the Buddha. The headdress may have belonged to a Buddhist monk, or it may have been a status symbol for a Tibetan woman. The crown most likely came from the state of Ladakh in northern India, which has been heavily influenced by Tibetan culture and is today one of the largest Tibetan refugee sanctuaries in the world.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Taylor West for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.